It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here I am. I'm back again. I've calmed down a lot over the last day. I still feel like I made the right call yesterday, and I do. And I just don't. I don't want to rehash it. September 9th really got under my skin with the way that they approached this whole thing, and with the team they brought to play with. Basically, you know, I didn't feel like they were taking this seriously, and it showed. Okay, but we're gonna move on. We're not worried about that anymore. Okay, and I haven't even looked at September 10th yet. I'm gonna play it a little differently coming up here. I don't want to be too prepared so that I can really just get that gut check reaction. Okay, so I haven't even really looked at today's dates yet. So I mean, I don't know what's gonna happen. Just to rehash what happened yesterday. September 9th lost to just a terrible September 3rd crew that had been on a losing streak, the likes of which has never been seen. So September 9th is limping in today, okay? To rehash September 9th's lineup, it's Eric Stone Street from Modern Family. It's Michael Bublé of Music. And with number one, it was Adam Sandler. Of quote unquote comedy. So today let's pull up the list. Okay, looking through here. Okay, well, I mean, I'd like to highlight a couple of honorable mentions. Guy Ritchie. I would like to highlight Guy Ritchie. He was married to Madonna, but probably that is what he is probably most known for. He did also make some good movies, Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, Snatch. So he's a good director of some good films. I'm nervous. Colin Firth is on here. So people probably have an opinion on Colin Firth. I can't think of a lot of things. I know the name Colin Firth. I recognize the man. I can't think of a lot of things Colin Firth has been in. And that probably says more about me. Was he in the one with the king that stuttered? Was that him? I don't remember. I don't know. I don't prepare for these things as we've discussed. Okay. So let's go through 3, 2, 1. It's not a heavy lineup. Boy, September 9th, you might have a shot at this. Okay. All right. So let's see. Number three. Wow. I guess number three is Ryan Phillippe. Boy, that's a thing I didn't wish I'd ever said. I probably should have swapped out Guy Ritchie. I probably should have made Ryan Phillippe an honorable mention and swapped out Guy Ritchie, but I've already said Guy Ritchie is an honorable mention, so I can only go with Ryan Phillippe at this point. So there you go. Ryan Phillippe is number three. Cruel Intentions was a tantalizing film when I was young, and he was a part of that, although not, he was the part I didn't like of that movie because he was a dude, and that was unnecessary for that film, in my teenage opinion. All right, moving on. Let's see. Arnold Palmer. It's a hard name to say. He's given us two great things. Years and years of quality golf, but also mixing tea and lemonade. But if I couldn't consider Colonel Sanders, I can't consider Arnold Palmer for his drink, his contributions to drinking, and non-alcoholic. His contributions to drinksmanship. How about that? I can only consider the golf, and I'm not a fan of golf. So I feel like if Arnold Palmer wasn't there, then somebody else would have hit the ball, like, maybe not as far as hard, but their score would have been pretty similar. I don't know. You're reinventing the world as Arnold Palmer. Honestly, if I start going down that road, boy, I feel like the sportsmen's of the world are probably not going to have much place in the top threes coming down the line. Okay, so number one is, man, I don't feel super strong about this. Number one is Joe Perry, lead guitarist for Aerosmith. Aerosmith, great band, would not have been anything without Joe Perry. I can't say that he's more important than Steven Tyler, but he is obviously as important, I would feel, as Steven Tyler. So what I am risking then is by allowing him to be deleted from the face of the planet, is I'm risking losing Aerosmith. Okay. Well, in a lot of ways, Aerosmith is, maybe Aerosmith's disposable. I don't know. Some of their early music was great, but goodness gracious, does it make up for what happened later on? Does it make up for that song from that asteroid movie? I don't know. That was pure schlock. All right, so I'm gonna have to straight up this Eric Stone Street v. Ryan Phillippe. Eric Stone Street wins. Okay, so that's a point for September 9th. Arnold Palmer versus, who was that yesterday? I forget who number two was yesterday. That's important. Oh, it's Michael Bublé. Okay. Arnold Palmer versus Michael Bublé. You know what? I'm going to give it to the boobs. I'm going to give it to the boobs for a reason. I'm going to give it to the boobs because of, again, I'm going to go back to this Russian unicorn. Okay, I'm not a huge fan of Bublé. I hear his Christmas album is delightful, but no, it's just if not for the boobs, then we wouldn't have Russian Unicorn, and that's I think more important to me than anything Arnold Palmer has done outside of mixing iced tea and lemonade together, which I've already said I can't consider. Okay, that's not how we play this game. Okay, so, I mean, so far, the 3 and 2 leaning towards the 9th. Let's see what happens when we hit the 1s. If I'm straight up comparing Adam Sandler with Joe Perry, Adam Sandler versus Aerosmith, there's no argument here, okay? Aerosmith is a lot more important than Adam Sandler. But is it so much more important than Adam Sandler that it overshadows the wins by the 2 and the 3 there? I felt a little better about some of our honorable mentions even yesterday. But I know I can't think about that. I can only think about 3, 2, 1. Man. Some days it's not easy, folks. Some days it is not easy. Some days it is hard to do this job. And this is one of those days. I just got to go with my gut. 3, 2, 1. September 9th wins. God damn it. Adam Sandler gets to live. I'm sorry, folks. I had my chance. But you know what? I'm going to move on with my head held high. If Joe Perry is the best that your day can offer up, that's not on me anymore. Okay, that's on you. And Joe Perry is a wonderful guitarist. Aerosmith was at one point a great band. But if that is it, what are you doing? What are you fucking doing? Okay. So the 9th is off the hit list. I feel sick to my stomach to say that. But the 9th is they get their reprieve. September 10thers, you're on notice. Here we are. I think I'm gonna get sick. Happy birthday.